There's no question that bass fans across the country know a lot about spinnerbait fishing, but with me today is Yamaha Pro and FLW Pro, Terry Bolton. Terry, you know, I've known you a lot of years, you know, way back to the BFL days, and of all the guys that I know, probably you have as much knowledge about a spinnerbait and ledge fishing and some of those kind of things. But we want to talk today, you know, there's really three seasons that you fish a spinnerbait. You can get out there early in the spring, and of course, it's very effective in shallow water there. But you've really, you know, been able to kind of dial in the blade out on the ledges. But now we want to talk about fall spinnerbait fishing. We want to try to give some of the bass fans out there maybe an idea of some things they can do here in the fall. So thanks for being with me, first of all, but let's talk a little bit if we can. You've kind of made the spinnerbait an all-season product, haven't you?
Yeah, a spinnerbait's always been one of my favorite lures, and if I can ever catch fish on a spinnerbait, it always seems like they're bigger. And I don't lose very many bass on the spinnerbait, so I kind of like that.
Well, as you look at the spinnerbait, and one of the things at Kentucky Lake, you guys have made it an art of getting out on these ledges, finding those particular places on the ledges. And these fish now, you know, some of them are still there on the ledges, but some of them are starting to move shallow for the fall season. How do you adjust? What are the baits you use? What are some of the colors you like? And tell me a little bit about that, if you would.
Well, you know, I carry a number of spinnerbaits. I know a lot of people that throw spinnerbaits. They carry just maybe one small box of spinnerbaits, and they use it throughout the year. But I probably own as many spinnerbaits as people own crankbaits. And I think that's because I like to use different varieties of blades, sizes, shapes, head designs, and I've never really been able to find one particular spinnerbait that works well in all situations. But when you go into the fall season like we are now, it's all about the bait. It's all about wherever the bait is in any particular body of water. On a lake such as Kentucky Lake, you have two different sections that you'll look at. Of course, number one, the typical fall pattern, which would be the back ends of the creeks in the shallow flats and the backs of the creeks. But on Kentucky Lake, you have a lot of flats and ridges that are out in the lake, and that's another area that a lot of people overlook this time of year. And what this is, during the summertime, those fish are on those ledges and those breaks. And I think you have a group of bass that live in some of these lakes, and they live out in that main lake section. They don't necessarily turn around and run all the way to the bank in the fall to chase the bait. The bait goes up on the flats on top of the ledges, and that's where they go in the fall. So I look in two different places on any given body of water, the flats on the main lake and also the flats in the backs of the creek.
Well, you've kind of given people maybe an idea that there's a pot of gold that maybe a lot of people don't look for. You know, most people, when they read magazines and they get out there and they do those kind of things, they think, okay, it's time to go into the creeks because that's where the fish are at. But in reality, what you're telling me here is that maybe that's not the best place. Maybe you're going to catch a bigger fish out there in the middle of the lake.
Well, that's what I found. I don't necessarily always catch the number of bass. Now, it seems like you'll catch better numbers back in the creeks, but the ones you catch out in the lake will always be bigger ones. And also what you're dealing with in a lot of these Tennessee River reservoirs, you have a large population of smallmouth. And that's what's out there on those flats is smallmouth. Now, there's also largemouth out there and spotted bass, but a lot of days you'll go out there and you'll fish on those flats, and that's all you'll catch will be smallmouth. And you'll go back the next day and they'll all be largemouth. You know, smallmouth can be elusive. They go where the bait goes, and sometimes they go out over that deep water and you don't catch them. But a lot of times they'll be up on those flats in the fall chasing bait. And what I kind of look at, there's several different varieties of spinner baits I use, and I stay pretty basic with my color skirt choices. Chartreuse and white, I probably throw 90% of the time. Now, Kentucky Lake, as it's gotten older, it's started getting a little cleaner, and sometimes I'll use more of the iridescent shad-type skirts. And what I look for, usually, in the backs of the creeks, of course, you know, you go all the way to the back, and you look for, number one, the presence of bait. And in the backs of the creeks, a lot of times, I'll use smaller spinner baits, such as 3/8, quarter-ounce baits. And I stick with a lot of Colorado Willa and Double Willa, and both my choices, both deep and shallow. But I probably tweak it a little more when I'm fishing out on those flats. I go with a half-ounce bait. There's several different varieties I use, probably whenever I'm fishing more stumps. I got to using a bait last year that's made out west called Revenge. It's a Revenge spinner bait. It's a half-ounce bait. It's got smaller blades on it, which I think a lot of times in the cleaner water, I think that helped get a few more bites. It didn't have such a big profile. And whenever you're fishing out in the middle of the lake, a lot of times the water's pretty clean. and it's got a small, like a number three and a number four willow leaf blades on it, and it's a half ounce bait, so it's pretty heavy, so you can fish it fast, you can cover a lot of water. But now on Kentucky Lake, you have the presence of grass, and you have several different types of grass now that's growing on the main lake and in the creeks. And number one, you've got milfoil, you've got coontail, and you've also got some spiny naiad. And the naiad is a pretty stringy grass, but the largemouth are using it both in the creeks and out on those flats. And it seems here lately I've been doing pretty good with a war eagle spinnerbait. It's got more of a bullet-shaped type head. It comes through the grass real well. And also, I've also been catching quite a few fish. Something that's new here in the last year is a chatterbait. It's kind of like a spinnerbait. It's got a blade on the end of it. And, you know, it'll come through that grass pretty well, especially that naiad, that stringier type grass.
Well, you've kind of broken down the baits and the selections a little bit, but I have to think that, you know, the way you work it probably is as critical. Are you letting the bait drop? Are you fishing it around wood? Or what are some of the ways? I mean, if I'm sitting in the boat with you, describe to me how you're throwing that bait and what you're trying to do.
Well, typically, I fish a spinnerbait a little bit different from most people. A lot of people fish a spinnerbait up where you can see it. And I use, a lot of times, I fish a spinnerbait more like a crankbait. I use a slow roll presentation probably 90% of the time. And I'm trying to feel for rocks, stumps, and things of that nature. And I use, in all my spinnerbait fishing, I use a 5-to-1 Calais reel. And this time of year, typically, I'm usually fishing 5 foot or less. And I'll use a 17-pound Trilene XT. And but because I'm not really so concerned about keeping my bait, you know, deep. If I was fishing out on a ledge, then I might go to a smaller line size to keep my bait down. But typically in the fall, I do most of my fishing 5 foot or less, so line size isn't really that important to me. But I'll throw the bait out, let it go to the bottom. What I've always kind of tried to picture in my mind is I'm just trying to get that head of that bait to bump a rock, and then maybe speed it up a turn and get it to kind of shoot off of it. And I fish a bait pretty slow. I try to get a lot of feel in a spinnerbait and try to feel it hit things, feel it come by things of that nature, and kind of fish it like, say, David Fritz fishes a crankbait. You know, he has great feel, and he can tell what a bait hits something, and that's kind of what I do with a spinnerbait.
Well, it's important to note, you know, not only are you successful at the FLW level, but you've been very, very successful at Kentucky Lake, either BFLs or weekend events, and I know you still fish some Thursdays, too.
Yeah, that's right. I that's one thing. I still enjoy fishing, and I fish a lot, and when I'm home, I try to fish a lot of tournaments. And it's funny, you know, Kentucky Lake is such a big lake, and there's still parts of this lake and things that I've never seen, never fished, and you know, it doesn't get old. I'm really blessed and fortunate to live on a lake such as this, but it's a really good lake. It offers a lot of diversity. There's good shallow cover, good deep cover, but it always seems on Kentucky Lake, it always, there's some type of little structure, whether it be shallow or deep, that those fish relate to.
Well, Terry, as you think about, you know, the seasons and you go through this, and we'll wrap up with this, is that, you know, in the beginning of the year, you want that tight wobble. You want something in a crankbait like that. You can still throw that spinnerbait, and you may throw some of the baits that you've mentioned here. But you really want to check and let the fish tell you what they're doing, wouldn't you say?
That's right. I mean, like I said, the fall is probably my favorite time to fish. And I think if most people will just pay attention to, number one, where is the bait? That seems to be the biggest, most important key. It doesn't matter if you're fishing out in the lake. Now, sometimes you won't be able to see those bait fish up on the surface on a cloudy day, but you'll see them out there on your graph. Just pay attention to the bait and pay attention to your blade sizes. You know, sometimes you get in those creeks, the bait's real small, use smaller blades. Out there on the main lake, you've got big gizzard shad that run those ridges, and you can go to bigger blades sometimes if the water's not too clean.
Well, Terry, I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio. Best of luck to you, you know, an upcoming year, and congratulations on a great year in 2006.
Thank you very much.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.